As you all know, Mary's away, so I will be chairing the meeting. Today is July 15th, 2019. We will start with roll call. Acadia Students Union.
Present.
NSCC. St. Francis Xavier University Students Union.
Happy to be here.
St. Mary's University Students Association.
Present.
So I will call the meeting to order at 10:08 Atlantic Standard Time. We will go into approving the agenda. Do I have a mover?
ASU will move to approve the agenda.
And a seconder?
In effect, seconds.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Abstentions? All right. So we will move into our first discussion item, which is the approval of the minutes. I have circulated them. There was a small error on the primary and secondary delegate, but other than that, motion is be it resolved that the meeting minutes from July 3rd be accepted as presented. Do I have a mover?
Smithson moves.
And a seconder?
ASU seconds.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. So I'll move into our second item, which is the annual strategy conference and AGM. So I will hand it over to our executive director.
Thank you so much, Mackenzie. So as we discussed at our strategic plan retreat last week, we are still going to have to meet for our annual strategy conference and AGM, where we will be looking at our financial statements, picking an auditor, all that jazz. And this is also when our annual plan, strategic plan, and each of our committee work plans will be due as well. So just wanted to confirm, I know some folks have had some time to think about and talk among their teams to see who would be able to go. But just taking a look at the 6th and 7th of August, and if we can confirm those dates as a group. I know that the 5th is a holiday, and most of you folks will be out of office, and so that's A-okay. So can we just get a confirmation for the 6th and the 7th?
Yeah, I'll just mention again that I'll be away, but Asha and Mary will be present.
Wonderful. Thank you, Grant.
Sorry, I'm just checking just to make sure that I'm good.
Looks good.
Sinovax, are you good?
Sinovax is good.
Great.
Yes, yeah. Are you good for that?
Yeah.
I know I'm good. Okay.
Wonderful. Okay, so we will confirm for the 6th and the 7th, and I will be in touch about details. But just know, so if today is the 15th, especially for our committee chairs, just realize that we have 3 weeks to really get those committee plans fleshed out. Mary will be sending the information for the annual plan. So basically the hope is to do the annual plan over the course of a day, kind of like how we did with the strat plan, and I'll have a nice template done up for that in advance. Mary will be surveying you all on your interests and what you want to talk about and advocate for over the year. So we'll have that in advance as well. And then we will take the second day to polish up the documents and do our AGM. And that's what I have to say about that item. Thank you so much, Mackenzie. Any questions, comments, concerns? If not, I will hand it back to our chair. I believe ASU could be muted right now.
Yeah, sorry, that just happened without touching anything. I was like, wait, Mackenzie's talking. You did?
So moving along, Pride Shabbat. With Sija, I'll hand it over to you, Clancy.
Great. So an organization that I have worked with in the past has reached out to us about a really cool opportunity. Sija is the Center for Israeli and Jewish Affairs. They're based out of Ottawa. And they do a lot of on-campus programming, and they don't have a whole lot of presence out east. However, they are looking to expand that. So my good friend Jess Burke, who works with them, is hosting a Shabbat with the city of Halifax for Pride. She's going to be in town for the Pride Parade. And I knew that folks were probably going to be headed into town for that as well. So I just wanted to extend the invitation to anybody on the board who would happen to be in town the evening before. It is 6 to 8. Not only is it a really good way to think intersectionally about the work that we are doing as an organization, but it's also a wonderful networking opportunity. It's going to be hosted by the mayor of Halifax. I'm sure there are going to be plenty of politicians. And so it's also a good way to introduce some folks to Students Nova Scotia and what we do, as well as each of your individual student associations. So no pressure, but I just wanted to put that out to folks. If you're planning on coming to Halifax the evening before the Pride event, that this is something that we have been invited to, and they're also interested in speaking to the board anyways. So there are probably other opportunities to connect with them. I know that they came to St. Evex campus last year, and we had a very successful cultural competency training on how do you address anti-Semitism on campus, because that is something that is becoming increasingly a concern in Canada in particular. But just let me know. It doesn't have to be overly formal. But they are looking for, because this is on Friday, I think they want to have the RSVP done by Wednesday. So just let me know by Wednesday if you're in town and you would like to attend.
Great. Thanks, Clancy. Moving on to our strategic plan, the first draft. And again, if you'd like to speak to this, Clancy.
Sure. So I sent a Google Doc link to Mackenzie to circulate. If you take a look at it, I have most of it filled out. And basically what I did was I just took the feedback that was directly on the forums. I haven't really changed it a whole lot, maybe changed some of the wording to be a bit more like profession, that sort of thing. But you'll also see there are some blanks, because it was hard to understand which outcomes were directly related to which actions, just because they were on sticky notes. So just trying to make sure that the outcomes that are there are directly linked to each action and that they make sense. I'm also going to have to go through and make sure that the wording that I use is consistent. You'll see sometimes I say NS, sometimes I say Nova Scotia, sometimes I eat, you know, just because I was trying to put the information in there. However, I'm going to have that done by the end of the day for sure. And everyone now has the link in a view-only capacity. So what I would suggest to the group is, it is a Word doc. So what you can do is you can download the doc, and I want you to track your comments and your changes and have that sent back to me by the end of the week. So if you can take a look at it and use the information that's there, give your thoughts and opinions, if you want to expand certain things, if you think, you know, upon reflection, maybe that's not as relevant to where we should be going as an organization, or you don't like how things are worded, or you think they're, anyways, whatever your feedback may be, download it as a Word doc, and use track changes and comments on Word to put all your feedback there, and then send it to me by the end of the week. I will then take all of that commentary and put it into the doc where appropriate as well. And then the next step will be to send it over to the governance committee, who will also have another week to take a look at it. And then in that third week, in the lead up to the actual AGM, we will send it out for design so that the document looks nice. So we'll have a couple rounds of edits, and everyone will be able to have some direct feedback on how things are looking. But if you have any questions, comments, concerns, or at any time in this process, you want to take a look at how the draft is looking, I'm happy to circulate to everybody on the board, or if anybody in particular wants to be super involved.
Excellent. Thank you. So moving on to reports, we have reports of the officers. We don't have a report from the chair, but she's absent with regrets. So for myself, vice chair, one of the little things that I was working on was a review of our membership package, just ensuring if there's anything that we can improve. So that was one thing I was working on, and looking forward to take on more projects. So yeah, moving on to campus reports. We'll start with the Acadia Students Union.
Okay, so we have, I guess, as you guys know, we attended the Students Nova Scotia Strat Plan retreat, the three of us. And we've also been continuously working on Welcome Week. Those meetings are starting to pick up. And we have a community mobilization meeting tomorrow that's like an all-day event where we're getting multiple groups from around campus to contribute feedback on the welcoming planning process. We've also been working on a funding request with the Alumni Association, putting that pressure on the administration for sexual violence policy, working on the code of conduct, still working on our lease agreement with the university. And also we found out, I don't remember if I mentioned this in the last meeting, but we found out that our Indigenous student advisor is leaving our campus, unfortunately. So we are also, you know, putting pressure, I would say, on the university to get that, get the job posting out and find someone who is hopefully local. Dion, our advisor, our previous advisor, he wasn't local, so that was a struggle. So yeah. Working on that. Auditors. Do you have anything to add?
Yeah, the auditors are here today, tomorrow, and hopefully their last day is the 18th. And yeah, that's about it.
That's it for us. Thank you, ASU. So we will move on to St. Francis Xavier University Students Union.
Okay. So far, it's been great. Yeah, it's been a busy week so far. We primarily have been focusing a lot of our efforts on just trying to set ourselves up for not only get out the vote, but for orientation week in general. So it's been a busy couple weeks. But we also have a council meeting coming up next weekend, this upcoming weekend. So there's been a lot of reports being done and a lot of just getting organized of how that will go and agenda items we want to discuss and things. So overall, it's been very busy, but it's been a great week. Do you have anything else to add?
I was just going to add that we're working on our consultation agreement with our university administration. So that's been a big one that a couple of us are working on.
That's exactly it.
Great. Thank you so much. We will move on to St. Mary's University Students Association.
Thank you. We've had a pretty good week here. Mary's out of office, but she's been working on obtaining sponsorships for Welcome Weeks, which I just wanted to put in there. And Asha's been working pretty hard on getting that set up as well. So I think there's going to be a lot of things that are finalized in the next few days in terms of our orientation kits and things of that nature. We're also continuing to do a little bit of work on our sexual violence policy review. We've been working with alumni to prepare for the Pride Parade and some festivities surrounding that this weekend. And we also have auditors in this week, so it's going to be a little bit of a different setup for the next few days, but we're kind of continuing through and trying to get as much done before August rolls around.
Wonderful. Thank you. So next item is committee reports. Are there any? If not, we will move on to the executive director's report.
Great. So again, my report has been circulated, but I will go over what I have there very quickly. So first of all, one of my major projects over the last 2 weeks was planning and executing the strategic plan retreat. I was super happy with how everything went, and I was really glad to see the enthusiasm that folks had. I think that it was a really good opportunity for us to come together and actually start to sink our teeth into what is Students Nova Scotia? What do we want the organization to be? Because most of our meetings in person prior to was like very introductory or very, you know, about being a part of a student union in general. And this was much more focused to actually Students Nova Scotia and our direction moving forward. So I really appreciate all the hard work that you folks put into a few days. I liked personally that we were able to kind of slow it down and do it in a much more relaxed setting because I thought that it allowed people to bring their ideas forward in a very comfortable way. At least that's how I felt. And so I thank you all for participating in that. Other internal things we did, went through our hiring process for the office manager. Happy to confirm that we have hired someone. So just waiting to get back their paperwork. And once that happens, I will be happy to announce who it is. We did have 14 total applications, 5 of which were relevant. Offers for interview were extended. However, there were a few people who declined because of the way that the co-op system worked. We had to renew the job application for a separate 2-week period. And so I believe there were probably some folks who had already accepted other positions. However, feeling very confident about the candidate who was chosen, they're a master's in finance, they're an international student, and they have experience in nonprofit financial management. So very relevant, even if we weren't necessarily, you know, serving 10 people, the person we got was very high quality. As well, our website went live last week, which was very exciting. I hope everyone has taken the chance to take a look at it. It's a lot prettier than the other one, so maybe that will entice people to go on there and take a look. Externally, I spoke with Dr. Peter Cornish and the Canadian Mental Health Association about how we can work together on e-mental health. I also spoke with Scott Stewart from CBU. So he is hosting an event in September at St. Mary's on international students. It's going to basically be a forum for government, administrators, student leaders, advocacy groups. He's trying to pull together as many people as possible just to have a discussion about international students in Nova Scotia. Where are we doing good things? Where can we improve? So first of all, one thing that I'll put out to all of you folks, when you send back your feedback on Friday, if you could also include the contact information for a president or VP, if you have an international student society, they're looking to get students from those societies to attend as well. So maybe just double check with whoever is in charge of clubs and societies to see if they can get that information. And if you wouldn't mind sending that to me, I'm going to send it to Scott so he can hopefully get some more international students there. But they've asked us to sit on a panel as well as potentially do a presentation. I haven't been given much direction. I think they're a bit disorganized in that respect right now. But basically the panel they asked us to sit on is with CFSNS and DSU. And they're kind of expecting that we're all going to bring different perspectives. And so I think for that panel presentation, whoever it may be, I'm going to approach Mary when she comes back. Obvious fit from St. Mary's, chair of our organization, and is an international student, so we'll see what's on her plate there. But that will probably be about the provincial. I think they're looking to see like what things have each of these groups brought forward at the provincial level about international students. So we can talk a lot about international student MSI and how we have been advocating for that in the past, the international tuition cohort, that sort of thing. And then they're looking for a proposal for a 20-minute presentation the day before. So I still have to give some thought as to how we can kind of stand out from the other presentations that are being given, but happy to talk with that more about the board in the coming months. There was only one committee that met in the past 2 weeks, and that was the Waves of Change Bystander Program. This is something that I'd like to have a separate conversation with the board about. So at St. Evex in particular, it's already quite popular. Basically, it's a program that teaches students how to intervene if you suspect that an incident of sexual violence may be about to occur. I know that there were representation from St. Mary's who let me know that they have hired student leaders who help coordinate the program, and that at Acadia, they said they're having a hard time getting any students at all to help volunteer and run the program. So I think everybody's kind of at different places with that, but it is a federally funded program. Justice Canada is putting a lot of money into it, and the province is supporting it as well. So I think there's a way in which our organizations can play a role in helping integrate it into different trainings or advertising positions to students, because we all know that administrators are not very good at that. And so just touching base with folks about how they feel about that project will be important as well. But that's all I have.
Great, thank you so much. So is there any other business?
I'd like to maybe add a quick comment to Clancy's. The website, Clancy, is, I think, really intuitive. And I think it's very easy to use, which I think is very different than the last website. So I just want to commend you for that. Like,
Thank you. No, it's
an amazing website. So.
Thank you. Yeah, it took me a full year and several months to find certain documents on the old website. So
yeah.
I'm glad you think it's easy to use.
No, I think it's awesome. I think it's amazing. So.
100%. I agree. So if there isn't any other business, we will go on to adjournment. So do I have a mover?
Cineflex moves to adjourn.
And a seconder?
ASU seconds.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. We are adjourned.
Woohoo!